Hi, sorry I'm late. I got held up at an antique store looking for a prop to go with my costume. I decided to go as a vampire this year, funnily enough. Oh, what do I mean by funnily enough? Well, why don't you just invite me inside so I can explain? Right. Let's just sit down on the couch while I tell you what's been going on tonight. So, like I said earlier, I decided to dress up as a vampire for Halloween this year, but I started my costume kind of late, and I didn't feel like a cloak and makeup were really exciting enough. So I passed by that creepy old antique store on the way over here. I thought maybe I'd just go inside. Maybe I'd find an old goblet to fill with red Kool-Aid or whatever. I did see a really cool silver cross, but then I remembered that's the exact opposite thing a vampire would carry. So I kept browsing through the store, and eventually I came across this really old book. And I mean, really, really old. I felt drawn to it for some reason, so I started leafing through the pages. It was kind of faded and hard to read, but it looked like it was in a different language. I got to the very last page, and the only thing on it was this strange symbol in bright red ink. It was the only thing that hadn't faded. In fact, it looked like the ink hadn't even dried. Stay with me here. It gets weirder. So without even thinking about it, I started to trace the symbol with my finger, checking to see if the ink really was still wet. And get this, the symbol started to glow. I tried to shut the book, but it wouldn't close. I tried to run away, but I was frozen in place. I tried to scream out for help, but my voice wouldn't work. The symbol started flashing, and then there was this horrible pain in my mouth. It was so bad that I think I passed out, because the next thing I remember is waking up on the floor with no book in sight. I thought maybe I just imagined the whole thing, but then I felt two fangs in my mouth that definitely weren't those shitty plastic fangs I was planning on wearing. Here, take a look. See? They're definitely real fangs. As weird as it sounds, I think I accidentally turned myself into a vampire. No, I wasn't just joking when I asked you to invite me inside. And don't worry, I'm not going to suck all your blood out. Well, not without permission, at least. See, here's the thing. Ever since I woke up in that store, I've been just craving something. At first, I couldn't put my finger on what it was. But now that I'm here, I realize that it's blood. Oh, hey, don't worry, don't worry. I promise not to hurt you. You've been my best friend since third grade. I could never do that to you. But the cravings are really strong. If I don't satisfy them soon, I'm worried that I'll do something that I'll regret later. And that's where you come in. Maybe. I was wondering, hoping, that maybe you would let me bite you. I know that's a really big thing to ask, but I just don't know what else to do. Rob a blood bank? Attack a stranger? Tie myself up so I can't hurt anyone? None of those really sound like good options. And biting my best friend doesn't sound like that good of an option either, but it's the best one I can think of right now. So, can I please suck some of your blood? I promise to be gentle, and I don't think I need enough to make you pass out or anything. I mean, look how tiny I am. You're always teasing me about being short. How much blood could I possibly need? Plus, I think I have an idea for making the process a little more pleasant. If I distract you somehow, maybe you won't even notice me sucking your blood. So what do you say? Can I? I can? Oh, you're the best friend ever. Okay, so here, let me start with the distraction. I bet you didn't see that coming. Here, just lay back and get comfy, and I'll pull these pants off you. Hey, it's all right. I know this is sudden and all, but, well, I'm going to need a pretty big distraction. Just let me do this, all right? I'm going to make you feel as good as possible while I suck your blood. That's right. Just relax. Just lay back and relax while I start stroking your dick. I need to get you nice and hard for this next part. No, don't worry. It's not a blowjob. I thought about it, but, well, I don't think that would feel very good with these fangs. I'm going to fuck you. That got your attention, all right? I felt your dick twitch in my hand. Here, let me unbutton my shirt. There's no sense in trying to fuck you if you can't even see my boobs. Just gotta take this bra off. And presto, two spooky titties just in time for Halloween. You can touch them if you want. The sooner you get hard for me, the better. Oh, baby, keep rubbing my nipples. I definitely don't need any help getting ready. My panties are soaked already. Speaking of which, now they're off. See, my distraction plan is working already. I bet you didn't even notice me pulling them off. Just let me move up to straddle you on the couch. Don't stop playing with my breasts. You can suck on them if you want. I'm going to be sucking on you in a minute, and fair's fair. I'm just going to reach down and guide your cock into me, all right? There you go. Can you feel the head of your cock rubbing against my entrance, slippery and wet? You say it feels good? Well, baby, it's about to get a whole lot better. Just let me move down a bit. Oh, wow, you feel good inside me. Perfect size. That's it. Just lay back. Lay back and let me ride you. And try and focus. Just focus on how your dick feels, all right? How good your hard cock feels inside me. All snug and tight and wet and hot inside. Think about how nice and warm I am. Not about me sucking your blood. Good boy. That's it. Oh, just feel me move up and down on you. You do feel so good in me. I'm gonna bite you now, okay? I promise to be gentle. Just focus on the feeling of me riding on your dick. Amy, oh, you taste so good. Are you feeling all right? Good. You're close to coming. Oh, that's okay. Just hold on for a little bit longer. I'm going to go in for seconds then. That's right. Just focus on me fucking you. Thank you so much for letting me feed on you like that. Go ahead and come whenever you're ready. That's right. Come inside your cute little vampire friend. I'll come with you. And the taste of your blood in my mouth and your dick up inside me. I'm gonna come all over your dick. I can feel it. I feel you shooting inside me. I feel so good. Wow. What a Halloween. Here, lie back down. I bet you're super tired after all that. Why don't you just sleep here for the night? I'll go grab a blanket for you in a minute. And I know I already said it, but thank you so much for letting me drink from you. I really needed that. So just go ahead and fall asleep. I'll still be here in the morning to cook you a big hearty breakfast to get your strength back. After all, I am going to need to feed again eventually. And I guess that means fucking you again, so I guess that would make me your girlfriend? You think so too? Yay! I'm gonna be honest, dude. I've been wanting to date you for a while now. This is gonna be great. So get some sleep. I'll see you in the morning. Oh my goodness, I just looked over at chat. Take a note, Craig. I loved that script. Thank you.